Good morning. Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. Today's topic, it is too bright. I am southbound to the beach. Need some glasses. There we go. So, okay. Let's see what we have today. Again, this is all news that this is breaking stuff. This just happened. So I try to tell you about it as it happens. And this is what kind of business this dental practice brokerage is. Anyway, so today's topic is one thing a buyer of a dental practice should rarely ever do. We're going to get into what this one thing is. So as you know, we've been doing dental practice brokerage for 12 years. I was a dentist for 25. We are now nationwide in 27 states. We have 10 employees, including two CPA accountants, marketing director, operations director, and five marketing development acquisition people. So our phone number is 201-663-0935. Our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebroker.com. I mean, just call us and we'll talk to you. We look forward to talking to you. The information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It's not legal or business advice. If you're thinking about selling to a DSO and you have a larger practice, call us. We can get you some information, help you with that. We know who the best DSOs are. Often they will pay our commission, so there'll be no commission to you. And under certain circumstances, we can get your legal fees reimbursed. So please give us a call. We'd be more than happy to talk to you. And free consultation all the time anyway, too, so call us. So let's talk about this now. What is the one thing that buyers should never do of a dental practice? And that is go into direct, nonstop negotiations with the seller, bypassing the broker, bypassing the attorney. This is the absolute worst thing to do. And people do it. Why? I don't know why, but they do it. They think, they rationalize, well, it's my money, I'm buying the practice, I'll do what I want to do. And we tell them, no, that's protocol, you don't do that. We are representing the seller and we don't want you going directly to the seller after we've introduced you. And they can't get it through their heads. But they'll do that. Here's the problem. Some of the sellers are oblivious to it. They sort of just go along with it. But we tell the sellers don't get involved. But I'm telling you, it's a huge problem. And the biggest problem is, whatever discussions are made, they're made without the broker or the attorney around. So we're hearing these agreements secondhand. It is a big problem. Because now you can't track anything, or you may make an agreement with somebody, verbal agreement, and we'll tell the seller, no, you can't agree with that. That's ridiculous. So you can't do that as a buyer. Please, if you're going to be one of our buyers, don't do that, or else we can't work with you. Never bypass the buyer, the seller, the broker, and the attorney. Rule number one, biggest problem you could have. It leads to nothing but nightmares. And then if the buyer and seller get into an argument, forget it. Now you've broken the trust. Please don't do it. Word to the wise. I'm doing this 12 years. I've learned a few things. Here to help you. Thank you. Bye. I'm off to a car show now. I'm really excited about that.